What better way to honor National Brain Injury Awareness Month than by showing Who Am I to Stop It, I ask you? How about showing that film for free, sponsored by the Brain Institute at OHSU? I'll take it. A few years back, I screened a film that had absolutely nothing to do with TBI for a Brain Injury Awareness Month event. I think it was weird for audience, because everyone else there told their personal story of how they got injured and what they're up to now. But you know me, I almost never talk about those things. I asked the audience to remain aware that my film would relate because people with TBI impairments can be filmmakers. And maybe sometimes we're talking about something besides TBI or in addition to TBI. I think Who Am I to Stop It is definitely the right film to show in March, because this film shows an unfiltered view into the complexity of life after TBI from several people with really different life experiences. If you want to really have genuine awareness of life with brain injury, you have to be open to the stories and experiences that don't always directly relate to brain injury, and most especially those stories that highlight stigma, isolation, and the ways people push up against those forces with their art and storytelling. Here's the screening details. Tuesday, March 20th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., held at the Vay Auditorium at Dornbecker Children's Hospital on the 11th floor at OHSU. The film has open captions for all, and there are a few open spots for wheelchair seating. There's going to be a panel discussion with the filmmakers and OHSU concussion experts following the film. OHSU is served by TriMet Line Number 8 and the aerial tram to Markham Hill. RSVP is requested to stoutk@ohsu.edu. Also, cupcakes will be for sale at the event from Cerebellum's Workshop and Bakery. They're a social enterprise bakery that supports adults with brain injury to return to work and life by baking delicious, handcrafted cupcakes. If you're even just the least bit interested in eating cupcakes, I would urge you to come with some cash or plastic and room in your belly and fridge for the extra ones. Cerebellum's cupcakes are indescribably delicious, and best of all, there's always the chance that you'll buy some made by Brandon Scarth, one of the stars of Who Am I to Stop It? I know, seriously, who else do you know who stars in a documentary film and makes the food served at the film screening? Don't underestimate my community. There's a flyer from OHSU's Brain Institute that has the time and location details and a little bit of more text, so the rest of this audio is me describing the flyer. There's a quote from Lori Powell and Anne Glang from the Center on Brain Injury Research and Training at University of Oregon, and they say the film is honest, human, and richly textured, highly recommended viewing for all seeking an integrated, deeper understanding of the journey of life with TBI. He thanks you too. There's logos for the Brain Institute, OHSU, New Day Films, and Hollywood Theater. And the description reads like this. The OHSU Brain Institute invites you to join us for a special screening of the award-winning documentary Who Am I to Stop It? By directors Cheryl Green and Cynthia Lopez. Who Am I to Stop It? Is a documentary about the traumatic brain injury community made by a filmmaker with disabilities from brain injury. It follows three artists as they navigate social isolation, stigma, and rebuilding their identities. They practice the arts to reconnect to their own sense of self-pride and to their larger communities. Rather than emphasize how people got injured or highlight medical aspects of disability, we explore consequences of internalized ableism and the ways in which many brain injury survivors feel they are not accommodated or understood. Through visual arts, music, and sharing their stories, the subjects explore questions around poverty, sexuality, faith, family, success, and community.